Zaza Mornings with Cherie. So we just heard from two co-nominators, Melinda and Tracy, who nominated Heidi and her family. They say the last thing a parent ever wants to do is to have to say goodbye to one of their children.
Right.
And that is the sad story with this family. They had to say goodbye to their 10-year-old son, who was riding his bike home from school on the sidewalk with a helmet, and a truck accidentally hit him, and he passed away. So we let the nominators know that the family was going to be aboard Jingle Jet this year, mm-hmm. and we're about to see if we can get Mom on the phone now.
This is Heidi.
Hi, Heidi. It's Tony Zaza from Zaza Mornings with Cherie. How are you?
I'm good. Why am I getting a call from you?
Well, I just got off the phone with two incredible ladies named Tracy and Melinda.
Oh, okay.
And they work at Restore Health Urgent Care. And they shared your heart-wrenching family story of the loss of your son.
Yeah, those ladies are amazing. They got to be with Andrew when I couldn't, because I didn't get to say goodbye. But those ladies were there, and my heart breaks for them, too. My heart breaks for all the people that were there when I couldn't be.
The reason I'm calling you, and I'm going to try to hold it together because I can't even imagine, I'm calling you to let you know that they have nominated your family for Jingle Jet this year.
Oh.
And I know I can't bring your son back, but what I can do is give you and your husband and your other two children a day to just escape and have Christmas together, some family time, and honor your son, and hopefully just an opportunity to enjoy the holidays without any worries.
That's really amazing. You were just at the mall dumping our change.
Are you kidding me?
No, because we listen to you on the radio, and we always give. If we have it, then we try to help, you know?
Right. Wow.
But we didn't know how to give, you know, any other way. And then I was listening to the radio, and they're like, oh, well, it's almost over. You know, you got to go do it before the end of the month. And so we took all of our change down there and dumped it in the fountain. So
thank you for that. I know that had to be tough.
This year, I will be honest with you, I'm not even pulling out any Christmas decorations because I can't do it.
Oh, Heidi.
Can't look at stockings and homemade ornaments. I can't see it hanging there.
I'm sorry.
His birthday was just Sunday.
Oh.
He was going to be 11. Oh, man. You totally caught me off guard. I'm sorry.
I wish you were here so I could give you a big hug. First of all, I am beyond honored that you have taken an opportunity to give to the foundation. That means the world to me. And I know when I read your story, I was heartbroken. I know with a loss like this and then the unexpected finances that come along with saying goodbye, that you'll allow us to give you and Brian and Reese and Evie a day to let us take care of Christmas, the presents, the tree, Santa, Mrs. Claus, a magical flight to the North Pole. And I'm sorry I can't do more than that, but I hope you'll join us.
I know. I mean, I have people for the last, 6+ months try to come and, and say, is there anything I can say? Is there anything that I can do? And the holidays really have been like, and I didn't know it was going to be this bad, but the holidays, Christmas, Halloween really kind of brought it to light to me when he was really into Halloween, and I handmade his costumes every year. And so this year there was none of that. And then I started pulling out Halloween decorations, and it was all handmade pumpkins with his name on it. And my little ones are only 4 and 2, so they're just starting to do that kind of stuff now. And
right.
I said, I don't know if I can do it at Christmas. And I was actually thinking about going this weekend and just buying a Norfolk pine tree still in the pot and letting the kids just pick out a few decorations and letting them decorate their own tree, because I don't have the courage to pull out my own.
How are the two little ones handling this?
They're good. My little one will never know the difference. He'll never know Ander. But my 4-year-old, he's so smart, and he's right on the cusp of being able to remember things. He just turned 4 in August.
Right.
And he misses him so, so desperately. I mean, he, for months, he asked me why I couldn't come home. Just how do you tell a 4-year-old, he knows he's gone, but he doesn't know what that means.
That's heart-wrenching. I'm so sorry, Heidi.
It is. It's heart-wrenching. I know. You always think that things like this happen to other people, but they don't, you know. They don't. They happen to everybody. They happen to good people. They happen to bad people.
Oh.
You know?
I know I can guarantee you a day that will be filled with magic and joy, and I'm sure tears, but I can promise you your 2- and 4-year-old, it'll be a day that they'll never forget.
I mean, I truly hope that we could give them something like that, because I don't know that I can do that at home this year.
Well, we'll take care of it for you, and including all the gifts for them as well.
Thank you so much, Tony.
I look forward to meeting you guys and giving everybody big hugs, and my heart goes out to you guys, and I appreciate the opportunity, and I'm glad that Tracy and Melinda shared your story so that we have the opportunity to help ease a little bit this year.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, because I know that my 2 little ones, they still deserve everything. It's just hard. You know, it's hard. It's just hard to get over that hurdle of being celebratory, you know?
From the bottom of my heart, thank you. I'm sorry. And I really do look forward to meeting you guys.
We look forward to meeting you, too. And thank you from all of us. They're going to be super excited. They, you know, love to do any of this kind of stuff like that. And then it truly will be, you know, a burden lifted, because I'm not going to do the tree. And I can't do the standard decorations and stuff like that.
Right.
So this is going to be really awesome. They're going to be blown away. So thank you, Tony.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for listening. And we'll talk to you
talk
very
to you soon. Okay?
All right, sweetheart. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. That's tough.
You know, through it all, she's still thinking of the other children.
And the women who were there,
right,
to help when the accident happened. Right. I want to mention one thing in case you're unfamiliar, and this is the irony of what we do. Is she mentioned early on that they had just gone to throw their change into the fountain.
Yep.
So in Melbourne, we have Melbourne Square, which is a local mall. And for the month of November, they have this big, beautiful fountain at Center Court. We've been promoting locally in Melbourne that if you bring your change and throw it in, all that money will be donated for Jingle Jet 2017.
Yep, we have a big bag over there for today.
And that's what she was referring that they just did this past weekend to help families that we were going to be announcing, unknowingly, that they were going to be one.
Right.
If you would like to help Heidi and her family this year, make it a Christmas they'll remember forever, you can make a donation online at ZazaCommunity.org. It is tax deductible, and we thank you for that. We've got more coming up.